alive, and of course he was young now. But his name was Bob or Roberts.
Oh.
And he also conveys love and affection to you. He was a very old chap, and he was linked with the family, but not a member of it.
Bless you, Brother John, dear. Lovely to hear you.
Have you any particular thing?
Well,
wish to talk about.
Coming along, I thought I'd let you choose this morning because most of my queries are controversial and not particularly jolly.
Most of your questions would be controversial and not particularly jolly. In other words, they are questions which are of import and which no doubt affect the mass of humanity more today than perhaps of the past.
Mm.
The child, it is my desire at all times to endeavor to answer questions which are applicable to the whole of humanity as such, irrespective of race, color, or creed. Questions which, by their very nature, suggest that the only answers of validity, the only answers that can be of real importance and valid help are from the Spirit. If there are any such questions, then I'm only too happy to try and endeavor to answer them, but I think you have one in mind which is in connection with what you call transplant.
That's right, it's very much on my mind. Because I feel perhaps it's something that, from a spiritual angle, I can't accept.
Well, first I think I should make it quite clear that not only my own opinion, but the opinion of vast numbers of souls that I have spoken to here in regard to this tremendous problem, for it is a problem, is that we are not in favor. Indeed, I think it can be considered not only extremely unwise from various points of view, but also we feel, since there can never be on your part, that is the doctor's part, any decided, definite knowledge as the moment of actual death taking place. Therefore, it is obvious that it is wrong to take any organ, for that matter, from a person who has only just died, a matter of, so it seems, of seconds or minutes. Because quite often, there may be a condition which appears to be of death, which is not necessarily so, quite apart from which a person may revive and have perhaps several years of life on your earth. Then again, we all know only too well that the Spirit is by no means freed of the